if you should? Did you just meet somebody and want to know whether or not you are compatible?
Hello, hello, good afternoon to you, or maybe it's good evening where you are, or perhaps the morning. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design here on BBS Radio. We go around the world on your computer. Isn't it exciting? And when I do a meditation, I usually say, close your eyes unless you're driving the car. And then I realize that people don't have computers in their cars, but guess what? They do these days. Even my partner has a phone where he can get BBS Radio on his phone, and that's in the car sometimes. Oh, my. So my name is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm so excited to be working with you as an intuitive and an energy counselor at a time when we can go around the globe in a heartbeat, where we can be one and community way past, way faster than anything that's ever happened before. Technology is really wonderful. And being an intuitive, I used to say, oh, I'll never get involved in technology. But you know what? I wasn't in this relationship then, and he's a wizard, so there you have it. And the idea of connecting with all of you intuitively is wonderful, and I can do that. But being able to do it technologically as well is really exciting. And the metaphor of the Internet and our oneness is just so empowering. And I didn't think I was going to talk about that right now, but I just did. I'm an intuitive and an energy counselor, and I love it when you call in to this show. We haven't had callers for a couple of weeks, but I love it when you call in. And what we do is we talk about the issues in your world and how they relate to your evolution, how they relate to the energy fields that you've recorded in your body-mind, because you are a vibrational vehicle of light. And what you record in your body is sometimes congestion or restrictions or beliefs and limitations like, I can't do that, I never would do that, I don't trust this. And those are limiting beliefs, as you know. So when you call in with your questions, and of course, most of you know enough not to phone in and ask me for predictions, but I do believe, and my guides work with us all on this, that our predictions are meant to be played with, and that as you shift the energy fields in your body, mind, you radiate out differently. And with intention, with clearing, again, the guides always say that 95% of our progress is about clearing. So as we clear past reactions and shift things, or if you ask a question and I say, well, it doesn't really look good for you making money and so on, then we go into your amazing vehicle of light and we unhook some of those deeper issues of resistance, of fear, of past programming. You can actually change that statement in a heartbeat, and you can begin to create your reality even more so. I know a lot of you have paid attention to The Secret, and of course there's all this dissing that we're all happy to do because it makes us somehow feel more powerful. Ho, ho. A lot of us have really had some pretty interesting discussions on, if you don't unhook old programming in your subconscious, then your manifestations are really held back, aren't they? They're really held back by stuff that you've believed, and who knows where you got your beliefs. It could be from genetics. It could be from cellular activity. Where'd you come from? Did you come from the Pleiades? Were you at the end times of Atlantis? Were you participating in the fight between the dark and the light? You know, maybe you've got beliefs from all of that. It doesn't matter so much where they came from. But if we don't clear, it gets in the way of our manifesting heaven on earth or the higher dreams for you and your family and your loved ones and the civilization in which we find ourselves, what? Evolving, growing, moving past. That's my political speech for the day. So let's start off with, my guides always remind me, we're talking about clearing. Let's start off with clearing the space around each of us. When you clear the space around yourself, you give yourself the opportunity to radiate out into the world at a higher level. When you don't clear the space, your radiance gets caught in the energy fields that have been left behind by who knows what kind of incident, drama, or, you know, just people and their stuff. So let's do some energy clearing. Then we're going to do our vibrational structures in which you enhance the rate of your manifestation. And that can include issues of health. It can include issues of just learning how to feel strong and feisty as you go into the world. the structures are very good for almost everything. So we're going to clear. We're going to clear with a violet flame. Are you ready? And for those of you who would like to call in, wait till after the structures, please. Or I'm not going to talk to you until after the structures, just so that we get to finish our energy clearing manifestation, which gives us all the empowerment for our authenticity. So are you ready? Close your eyes unless you're driving. Same old thing. And let's call in the violet flame that comes from Saint Germain. Call in the violet flame and see it in the corners of your room or your car, wherever you are. See the violet flame burn and grow and burn and grow, spiraling and burning in the corners of your room. And as it burns and grows, it transforms all the leftover thoughts and feelings. And now let's have those violet flames move round and round in a circle. Round and round in a circle until they get into a great bonfire in the center of the room. And you can feel the vibrations as the violet flame picks up speed and burns in the room. And I like this one. Go and jump in the middle of it. Jump into it and have the violet flames buoy you up and shore you up as you bounce on these ever-increasing frequencies of light. And as you do, you transform a lot of those thoughts and feelings, radiances that you send out in the world and help you create repeated drama. Burn them up by bouncing and jumping and twirling around in the violet flame bonfire. Good work. Now you can sit back down. And let's call in the structures. Now focus above your head, perhaps 2 miles. And focus below your spine, perhaps 20 feet. I say perhaps because you don't have to get your measuring tape out. And now draw a filament of light from the upper golden ball to right through your body into the lower golden ball. Pay attention because you can actually feel the radiance of that filament of light. And what color do you see? And now around your body, perhaps 8 feet in radius from your body, a circle of golden balls, beautiful golden balls, and they go all around your body. And from the upper golden ball to the circle of golden balls, drop many, many filaments of pink light. Oh, they're radiant. And from the circle of golden balls to the lower golden ball, many, many filaments of pink light. So now you're in a beautiful structure, pink pointing upwardly and pink pointing down. And now inside of the structure and touching the edge of the structures, create a crystal ball, an etheric crystal ball. And oh my, the colors are very, for me, there are many, many colors, and you might find it different. Just pay attention to what colors come up for you, because they have meaning for you. And you have this wonderful etheric crystal ball with its colors. And inside the crystal ball, you feel that feminine energy enhancing your creative force and your creative flow and the soothing that we all deserve. And feel that soothing presence. And then you move in even farther, and there's a double tetrahedron, and you're inside the double tetrahedron, which is a three-sided pyramid pointing up and a three-sided pyramid pointing down, and you're inside of it, and you look like you're in a kind of a diamond. It's beautiful, and it's radiant, and it's all those colors that you imagine, and you spin and spin yourself in this wonderful double tetrahedron. And as you do, you're spinning and spinning, but in front of your eyes is this magical screen. And upon the magical screen, you place little movies of what it is you want to create. And remember, you want to feel what it's like to be in those movies. It might be about your health. It might be about just your future goals. It might be about relationship. Have fun with this. Guides called it earlier universal tube, YouTube. It's your own. It's your own tube. How's that? Just keep seeing these beautiful pictures that you're creating. Good work. And when you do this yourself, you can do it for half an hour or whatever. But we'll call you back now and check and see if your double tetrahedron is still spinning, is it? If it isn't, climb in there again or be aware of being inside of it and spin it again and give your body some light. Spin it and spin it and spin it. You can move your frequencies up doing that as well. And come back in and let's talk about things. One of the things about the structure that's funny is if you're frustrated, if you don't feel well, excuse me, if you're going through any kind of simple situation, you can throw, for example, you can put a double tetrahedron around a part of your body that's hurting. You can put it around yourself to raise your fields and frequency in the moment. You can use the whole structure or just flip that tetrahedron and spin it and spin it. And you can actually feel the energy in your body-mind recreate a higher frequency. So if there's ever any doubt of our ability to manifest using our mind and our vision, you can test it immediately by playing with these structures and feeling the difference in your body-mind. Now, the whole point of this show, Radiance by Design, and I've been thinking about this lately, what is the point of this show? Well, it's to teach us that we're radiant beings. And when we radiate unconsciously, we send out there messages about our old programs. Oh, I'm always poor. I never have a boyfriend. I never have a girlfriend. Nobody likes me. I have egg on my face. Whatever. That old programming that probably sits in the belly or in the cells or in the cellular programming and so on just goes out there and keeps creating itself, doesn't it? And you already know that because a lot of you complain about that. And Radiance by Design is choose your radiance. Go in there and find out what's going on inside of yourself and shift it and shift it. And these are some of the tools that you can use to shift it. So let's say I was just looking at a book here by Christine Northrup, who was one of the people that worked with Carolyn Mace way early in Carolyn Mace's process. For those of you who don't know, Carolyn Mace has really been an amazing channel that has been groundbreaking when it comes to learning about the chakras and learning about the healing capacity of digging the emotions out of the energy fields of the body and so on. She's been very famous and groundbreaking. And Christine Northrup is a doctor and has been working with feminine issues and I believe started off with Carolyn. It doesn't matter. But anyway, I was looking at the book that she's got, Mother-Daughter Wisdom, and she said some stuff, the crucial link, she says, between mothers, daughters, and health. And when we're talking about radiances and so on, for example, and this is true for sons too, but I'm just choosing this book as a good example. In the research, she's shown that, for example, the mother has certain issues. Maybe it's issues of abuse or a propensity for heart or heart problems or emotional. Maybe the mother was kind of abandoned or adopted out as a baby or something. And she says in there that, for example, that can create a feeling of despair or a feeling of desolation or a feeling of loss, which becomes intrinsic in the personality. And then you have a baby, and the baby's built in the womb, as we know, and the womb is housed in the subconscious area of the body. And this baby is born with all of these emotional things. And it's pretty interesting that if we learn to do some clearing, if we learn to take care of the stuff that we see our mother having to suffer with, we can actually unhook ourselves from a whole bunch of misery. So that's a lot of what we're going to talk about today. And she talks about that. She talks about how our health issues we've got to share with our... she's talking about daughters, but she's saying you've got to share with your kids the kind of issues going on with you so that you can, you know... instead of just lumbering along because I'm just like my mother. I don't know how many people say that. Yeah, I'm just like my mother. Yeah, my mother did this and this, so I'm doing the same thing. Because we choose to remain identified because we like to belong. But the reality is that because mother was, in some cases, unconscious about what was wrong with her, for you to choose to be just like her is rather naive. But we can actually call up the energy fields and move them in our body so that we don't have to run the same programs as mom. So let's do that. I really like that idea of doing that. I used to teach, you know, I've done readings for 100 years anyway. So I always say I'm 100 years old, I'm not quite, but I've done readings for a long, long time, and we used to teach years ago to everybody who had a session, you got to clear your mom and dad at least once a day. Because the goal is you want to be in charge of your own radiance. You want to radiate out there in a spectacular fashion that says, hi, I'm here, and I'm creating my life, and I'm authentically myself, instead of, here I come, and I'm sort of caught up in all the energies that came down the pike that I've absorbed into my body-mind. So the guide said years ago, you've got to clear your mom every day and your dad every day. Now, I forgot to do that a lot because that was a long time ago, but I think we'll do it again. So our first exercise today, and please call in. If you'd like to call in, I'd love to chat with you. The numbers are sitting right there on the website that you opened in order to come to the show. I think it's 877-876-5223. I think that's what it is. Anyway, I'd love it if you call in with your questions. But in the meantime, we're all going to join etheric hands and hearts. No, I shouldn't say that. The first thing we're going to do is wrap ourselves in light so that the work we do for clearing doesn't just sort of stick to each other. You're always going to separate. I say that every show, I'm sure. So let's all wrap ourselves in light and then ask to feel, oh, and you want to connect with your higher self. Ask for some help with your higher self. That's the part of you that knows everywhere you've ever been and everywhere you're going as a soul. And connecting to your higher self is kind of a fun, to me, it's like putting my head back a little bit and just really going inside and getting in touch with that part of me that knows that I'm ancient and I'm new and I'm huge. And this little part of me, this Veronica, is just a little piece of me. It's a funny little click in awareness for those of you that are new at it. So call in the presence of your higher self, which is always seeking the wisdom of our experiences and doesn't particularly need to get into the little story. And then ask to feel in your body, mind, all the energy that comes from your soul contract with your mom. All the energy that comes from your soul contract with your mom. That means all the overlays that came in from your relationship with your mother. And it's okay if you're a boy person or a girl person, doesn't matter. Just call up all the energy. And what you want to do is notice, if some of you aren't feeling it at all, just take a couple of breaths and call it in again. What you want to notice is where there's kind of a density or a tension with the energy in your body. It's funny, I'm getting it in my feet right now, which is quite funny. And in my third eye, and in my sternum area, the front part of my chest, I feel like I want to be short of breath. All the energy. Now, somebody's got it really hard across the clavicle and up on the shoulders. I can see it's kind of like a dark brownish-gray color and a certain skewy part of the brain that goes together. It's like the brain is in a state of trauma because of the mother's energy. Now, that could mean that the mother was traumatized and the child just absorbed it. We take it on like little sheaths of energy that are full of neurological programming or psychological programming. Somebody else has got it in the lower back and feels their whole back is weak and their legs. I can see it. And it's clear that. And someone else has got it in the stomach, in the thyroid, and we clear that. And I see a couple of men, two in particular, that are feeling really disempowered or feeling like they have to be... Now, this is probably not unusual, okay? That they have to be not what they really want to be, but what she thinks they should be. And they're still doing that at 58 or 60 years old. Perhaps there's a little, little separation in ages there. So you pay attention to what you're doing. It might even be how you walk, how you sing, how you do your hair. It doesn't make any difference. Just keep bringing it up and bringing it up. Thanks for the call. I'll get to you right after we clear. And let's call in our guides and angels and higher selves as we command total release of the mother energy now. Total release of the mother energy now. And you should feel it move even just a tiny bit. Just feel it move just a tiny bit, or some of you will move it a lot. And then take the light gargle, this wonderful swishing, spiraling golden light, and swish your body out with it. Swish, swish, swish. Anywhere you had that density, just swish your body out with light. Now, somebody's got it really stuck around the top of your head. Yeah, just swish it out with light. Now, that may not stay because energy, like people, doesn't want to die. It always returns, but it returns less and less. And if you begin to manage these old energies on a regular basis, lo and behold, you're going to find more and more of yourself emerges and you get to be more authentic. We don't just clear our mothers, but it's a great place to start since we're actually evolved in her womb. So welcome to Radiance by Design. Thank you for your call. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. This is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you today?
I am well. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. Now, Suzanne.
So interesting that your show is, you begin your show about mothers and daughters.
Because Suzanne's calling about a project of her daughters. Why don't you tell us about it, Suzanne?
I am. I'm calling in for my daughter, but probably vicariously for myself as well. My daughter started a nonprofit organization about 3 or 4 years ago, and in the last year or two, I've been helping her with that. Her organization is about developing educational programs that develop sustainable education in the classroom for children, particularly in grade school, to teach them how to be responsible and aware of their impact on the environment.
Wonderful. So how is she doing this? What's your daughter's name?
My daughter's name is Aledria. Mm-hmm. And the name of her organization is OEDSI, which stands for Organization for Education and Science Integration.
Great. And how's she doing with it? Is she taking it to schools, or how is she getting the impact to grow?
Well, she has done several pilot programs in different schools, one in New York State, one in Australia, and one in Vanuatu.
Where is that?
Vanuatu is, I can't tell you. I probably ought to know that, but I can't tell you. I know it's an island somewhere on the planet.
We had a woman on last week who was doing global service, so it sounds like Aledria is doing that as well, right?
Well, certainly, her original intent was to link children together globally across the planet to share each other's projects and share information about.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. Wow.
So she asked me to call you to see if you could tune into what is holding her back. People are always very excited to hear about this program and this organization, but she has had very little actual physical support for it, both financially and also as well with people. She had a couple of partners who are no longer with her. We continue to have volunteers that step up and say they want to assist us, and then they sort of fade out of the picture or don't follow through. And financial donations have been very minimal. And as well, the board that she has in place right now has not really been helpful in helping her in capacity building. So she's wondering what you might see that is a stumbling block. And then listening to your beginning, I'm thinking, oh, maybe I'm her stumbling block.
Well, I'll tell you what I do see as far as her personal, I don't believe it's you, but I believe that she has a tension about her. And let's go back to the name of this show. It's called Radiance by Design.
Right.
And it's so interesting because I look at her and she looks like she's tense and held back, and her radiance doesn't go out very far. So even though she is very charismatic, she is fledgling at it. And her intensity and her desire to create, I just see her energy being held in. I also see, and how old is she, Suzanne?
She is 29.
What's really interesting is I see over the next, it may have already just started, but it seems like over the next year and a half or 2 years, she's going to be able to generate some support for this project. It's almost like it's fledgling, and something is going to begin to change in her and in some of the people around her.
Mm.
Which she's going to be less tense, less held in, and there seems to be, it's almost like beautiful fruits on trees comes into fruition. It becomes very luscious. She sort of rounds herself out and becomes almost, I would say, entertaining about it rather than tense about it. You see the difference?
Yeah.
And she, part of it is that she's so dedicated and she has striven. She looks to me like she has striven. She strived very hard a number of times and probably got herself pretty tensed up, huh?
Yes, and I think she's very discouraged, you know, wondering how she can move forward without funding and, you know, and yes, it was a big push for her to set up this nonprofit organization and to pretty much run it and hold the container for it single-handedly.
Yeah, she's pretty young to handle all that because we get tempered, don't we, as we get a little older.
Right. We hope.
I feel like it's a very good project. The guys are saying it is a very good project for her, and it will flesh out that she needs to add. I don't know how many people she's got on the board, but she doesn't have really, she's got two more people coming up on the board that are going to help her a whole lot more.
Oh, that would be great.
And she's not on the continent here, is she?
She is not currently. She's right now she's living in China, but her current plan is to relocate back to New York City at the end of August.
Oh, good. Okay, because I see her being back in the country, and she needs a couple of different people on her board.
Yes.
People who are and I see one woman who's quite, not much older than she is really passionate about something to do with education and global consciousness, but she seems like she's in New York.
Uh-huh.
She needs to seek, what's her website? Because she needs to have some kind of, generate some new discussions, not because she didn't in the past, but because she's going to change a lot. This trip is very good for her.
Uh-huh.
She's going to wake up and she's going to change. Tell her to be a lot more entertaining about it. Make it fun. Because it's not a life and death thing. It's generating possibility in people, you know?
Right.
And I think by the time she's about 30, 31, the whole thing starts to move. And I have great faith in her and her ability. She's just been a little bit too in-held.
Uh-huh.
And she's also sometimes picking some of the wrong people. She's so relieved to get people.
Yep.
And it would be nice. Did you hear the structures at the beginning?
Pardon me?
Did you hear the structures? The medicine?
Yes, I did. I did that with you.
That's a really wonderful tool. I just want her to find a way to buffer her tension and walk into the world with her beauty and her brilliant ideas and her ideology, because she's going to start attracting, I would say, more grown-up people, more people who are really dedicated. It's hard to use a better word, actually, people who are really internally living for all this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She's got a woman I see coming up who's a lot of fun, actually, and I think she's going to be on the board, and I don't know whether she dances or what, but she's one of those no-nonsense, reminds me of the 60s, these people that say, nah, let's go, this is stuff to do, you know? So she has a couple of characters coming up, and they look like they come from this side, not from China. And she also can generate a really good, does she have a blog?
I don't believe so.
I would if I were her.
We haven't had the funding to develop our website. We need to make it more dynamic. You know, there's some technical things that need to be done. Neither of us have the capability to do it, and we really haven't had the funding to pay someone to do it. So,
that's all going to come together. She
right.
needs to really, does she have like, is she teaching over there or something in China?
She did briefly. She's not any longer.
She's not working over there?
No. No, she's been in very poor health, and China actually is not a really beneficial place to visit from my viewpoint if you're in poor health.
Well, here's how it looks to me, is that somehow, I don't think it costs a lot of money to get a blog. It doesn't look like it, because the guides are saying that she needs to somehow generate conversation on the web.
Uh-huh.
And that is, it just seems like that's a great way for her to start building up not only connections with people, but confidence.
Uh-huh.
Yahoo News Group. My partner, who's a techie wizard, as you know.
Yes.
Says Yahoo News Groups. Yahoo is free.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
And because the guy's just saying this, she can send a ripple of awareness, and there's a lot of people listening to this show. So let's make a connection. Have you got an address, a web address that people could connect with her?
The current web address is www.oedsi.org.
Okay, so that's OEDSI, that's Organization
for Education and Development of Science Integration.
Okay, Organization for Education and Development of Science Integration. And for everybody listening, in case you kind of lost the gist of this, because we've chatted for a bit, it's to teach sustainability. That's the rapport with, how would you put it, Suzanne? Is all life on the planet?
Yes, yes.
Is it about?
It's about educating children to develop, to notice areas within their own community that need addressing, and to develop a project around sustainability. For instance, the project in Australia was a wastewater garden project.
Oh,
and the project that Brown School did in New York State was that they started tracking paper waste in their school. And then they developed a whole program to institute recycling and cut down on paper usage within their school.
Hmm. You know what's exciting is, again, I see YouTube. I see all these different ways. When she comes back over, and I think her health is going to start getting better, but she seems to need to come home.
Uh-huh.
She's going to start getting connected, and there are a number of ways for her to put out ideas that are not money, don't need money.
Right.
And then she needs to, I really feel she needs to get well and get more as an entertainment thing rather than such a desperate thing.
Right.
Because it attracts more people. And she's got some wonderful people coming, Suzanne.
Well, she will be thrilled to hear your input and perspective, I'm sure.
Well, it's my pleasure. And again, we want to say it's www.oedsi.org.
Yes.
For anybody who would like to get hold of Aledria or be on her mailing list, because she's going to start doing some kind of blog or some kind of chat situation where people with ideas about sustainability can get involved, too. And that's how I believe you're going to get your funding.
Well, thank you, Veronica.
Thank you so much for your call, Suzanne.
Yes. Now I'm going to go back to listening to your show.
Thank you. And keep us posted on what's going on.
We will.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Well, now that's interesting. A young woman who's doing her own nonprofit and taking sustainability into the schools. And it really looks like it's going to be a part of the curriculum, even in kindergarten and grade one in time. I believe that this is going to go like wildfire when it goes. I don't mean just Aledria's project. I mean that awareness of looking after Mother Earth is starting to rise in consciousness throughout a lot of people. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. This is Julia. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Julia. How are you doing?
Not too bad. I have a question. I mean, it's already a past event, but I had listened to the archive I can't remember her name, Silvetti?
Yeah, Jackie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jackie, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were talking about the Fire the Grid project.
Mm-hmm.
I had participated online in a chat room, and we did that. And I was just curious, because when I was listening to you guys, and I listened to the interviews with Shelley Yates and that, and I had wondered about the experience myself because I thought there was something about the people who participated. We were supposed to our energy or vibration was supposed to increase.
Yeah.
And I just wonder, you know, I didn't notice a significant shift, and I just, you know, didn't know if it was so subtle that I didn't really catch it, or...
Well, you know, it's fun that you should call, because I was thinking about that show that we did on it, and Jackie had heard these stories of people saying that it was dangerous and we were going to bring in dark energy and so on.
Yeah, I heard all that, too. And I participated anyway.
I did, too. I mean, I didn't hear any of the dark stuff until Jackie shared it with me before the show. But the reality from my experience and other people that I've talked to is a lot of us felt kind of high for quite a while. Excuse me. But the other thing is my guides had been very clear that when you send this much higher frequency energy around the planet, and there were people all around the planet, as you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're also triggering, when you bring up the light, you also bring up the dark. So I have found that there's been a lot of kind of confusing pockets of darkish energy coming up, too. Not dark, bleak, but like blobs of confusing energy where things didn't work for people and all kinds of things went awry in short periods of time. And that's what my guide said was going to happen first, and that ultimately there would be a gentle growing of light energy. That makes sense?
Yeah.
That's what I heard from my perspective. Some people spoke of it in a much more expanding way, but that's how I had it explained to me. And I've certainly had that experience myself, that it's been kind of up and down. And they had said to me, or through me, well, don't be surprised if it triggers some dark clouds and so on. It's just like when you grow, Julia. You know how you grow and you start to understand things, and then, boom, up from the subconscious comes all these blobs of defiance against a new point of view. You know, old thoughts come up and old reactions. I think there's a lot of that been going on.
Yeah.
But I'm very confident that a lot of us grew through that connection. Don't you feel that?
Yeah, I feel like I did, because I know that during the process I used the time for Mother Earth, and I also used some of it during the hour for myself.
Wonderful.
To try to, you know, because I've been trying to work on myself and doing different things, using different healing modalities, and, you know, sometimes I reach, like, little plateaus or whatever where I wonder, you know, is it working, or is it going to be one of those things where, you know, once you reach a certain, like, the 100th monkey type thing, that I have to reach a certain level, and then I'll experience some sort of a significant shift or something. Because sometimes it just feels like for my best efforts, I don't see a lot of, you know, shifting or transformation or, you know, and I don't know. So I begin to wonder and doubt and question. And
have you done a lot of work on your belly, your subconscious?
Yeah, I'm trying to work with, like, inner child stuff, childhood stuff in general. And it's funny, when we did the thing about the mother, I got my solar plexus just felt like, ugh, you know, like instant nausea.
I think a lot of us feel the same way, that we work and work and work on ourselves and we're not totally realized or whatever. But we're working in a sea, in an ocean of energy, aren't we?
Yeah.
And we're working in an ocean of consciousness. And so it's not going to be very apparent to us how far we've gone. And I would say you have a really nice light, but I feel this, that, and this could be coming from far the grid as well, that you've brought up some energy that needs to move. So we could say, oh, dear, she's not fully realized. Or we could say, good, Julia, you're bringing up some energy that you're moving, and it looks like it's ancient subconscious stuff.
Okay.
So maybe we should all do a clearing. Would you like that?
Yeah, that'd be great.
And I might get you to hang up the phone, and then just if you'll just listen and then play with us, and we'll all do some clearing, because we all have a subconscious. Guess
all
what?
Right.
It's huge, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I've been working with Jackie on the shadow, and people say, well, you'd be doing that forever.
Yeah.
So you look, are you, oh, tell me before you hang up, are you a water sign?
No, I'm an earth sign.
But you must have water in your chart. Are you Virgo?
I'm Virgo, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You know why I thought maybe you were Virgo is because the Virgo often holds things inside, and there's mm-hmm. something kind of inside that looks like a deep emotional ball of energy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
And that doesn't mean you're not doing great work, honey. It just means that that's the next thing trying to come up.
Oh, good.
All right.
Well, I mean, I work on it, like, every week. I do therapy and that and trying to bring stuff up. But, you know, like I said, sometimes I get frustrated because I feel like, you know, I go week after week after week, you know, and it's like, you know, and I pray and I ask for the angels for helping and clearing and everything.
But, you know, let me ask you this. Is how many lifetimes have you had? How many thousands or maybe millions of years have you been around the universe?
Yeah.
And haven't we collected a lot of stuff? And
yeah.
I believe this, that you're going to come to a time, and I don't know, I'm not very good at time and space at this point, but you're going to come to a time where you're going to notice that you're very different. And it's,
well, I hope so.
It usually doesn't happen in like 1 minute, so you can say, oh, today I'm really different. It's like, it's kind of a slow oozing process for
yeah.
some of us, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I would say to you, keep going. You're doing a great job, and let's all do a kind of a belly release right now, okay?
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much, Veronica. I really appreciate it. Just like I said, sometimes, you know, you just need some confirmation that, yes, you really are, you know, making progress.
You bet you do. We need to be cheerleaders for each other.
Oh, okay, thanks a lot.
All right, many blessings.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's a good reason for us to do an energy clearing. And what we want to do is focus. Let's see now. I'm asking the guides what we should focus on. Let's focus on the, I think the fear, let's take a look now, the fear of who we are, something like that. It's the fear of who we are. So let's, do any of you ever feel like, gee, I'm not enough, or I'm not going to be enough, or I'm not far enough along, various shades of what Julia's dealing with? Let's just find in our body-mind, oh, first of all, you always wrap yourself in light, because even doing radio, I find I can take on a million people's stuff, right? Of course, we know there's at least a million people listening, right? Wrap yourselves in light, wrap yourselves in light, that's it. Lots of light. You want a cocoon so that you don't take on other people's things. I want you to focus in the belly and ask to feel all the energy in your belly of being afraid of who you are, or afraid that you're not enough, or afraid you haven't gone far enough. Something of that ilk. We all have some of it. And ask to feel it in your body. Yeah, see how it comes up? And now let's ask our guides and angels for help as we command total release of that energy now, total release of that energy now. And now let's send, oh, I know what, I was talking about doing the double tetrahedron. So let's put that belly area in a double tetrahedron. That's a three-sided pyramid pointing upwardly and a three-sided pyramid pointing down, so it's a diamond shape. Put your belly in that double tetrahedron and spin it and spin it and spin it. And spin it and spin it and spin it. And notice how the energy fields of that fear start to move up, because it's just a dense, old feeling. And you and I know that you don't want to hold on to that old fear. That's something that came from who knows what. So as you spin the double tetrahedron, I look forward to your feedback. Tell me, did that change for you? Spin it. Keep spinning it. Yeah, and if you want, you can set up the little screen in front of you and see whilst you're spinning it and you're inside, your belly is spinning and spinning. Set up the screen and see yourself like you'd like to be. You'd like to be courageous, free, authentic, loving, full of beans, multidimensional. Spin it and give that belly some loft. Good work. Now, mine feels a lot different and a lot better. How does yours feel? Spin it as long as you can, and you can use that little spinning tool for any situations in which you find yourself where you know you're congested and you know that you're really holding back on life because of past programming. And Julia's call was really courageous, because we all have those same feelings. I've been working and working and working on myself. When am I going to get there? And the other thing about fire the grid, I believe that we were supposed to be working it into the earth, and I did that some of the time, but I also believe that just that connection of people around the world being conscious and lifting and evolving is just the most healing force for that human consciousness. I think that's really excellent. And I didn't buy into a lot of the other fear stuff. I guess I just wasn't playing that game right now. So this is Veronica Entwistle, and you are listening to BBS Radio. I thank you so much for your calls. And this show is all about you and how can we transform the way we've been holding our energy that is kind of limiting our manifestations. That's really what I like to talk about. And now also in our world of metaphysics or change or transformation or however we want to label it today, and a lot of us have been talking about near-death experiences and life after death, and I love chatting about Michael Newton's books, Journey of Souls and Destiny of Souls, and those that tell us about the contracts we make between lives. And there's been more and more conversation about death and about the consciousness that we have after we die. Even if, for those of you who watch the YouTube Shelley Yates videos, the little DVDs that are on YouTube, they were kind of interesting, and she created Fire the Grid from the impact of her of the light beings that helped her when she died. She died, and she was out of her body in on the other side for, I think, 15 or 20 minutes. I don't remember exactly. But so much was going on at that time. And I just smiled thinking, how many times do we hear these stories of people between lives? Thanks for your call. I'll be with you in just a minute. And I just think it's interesting because more and more of us are attuned to the fact that life goes on so much, and it's very intriguing how much information we get beyond the veil. And I just want to mention this, a two-second mention. Newsweek, which came to my house, shows that science is bringing more and more heart attack victims back to life. People who have died are coming back. And I'm going, wow, it's getting into the mainstream. We're going to have near death as being a part of our initiation into adulthood eventually. So I just smile when things hit the mainstream. So good afternoon. Thanks for your call. You are on the air.
Hello, Veronica. This is Brian.
Hi, Brian from Indiana. How are you doing, darling?
Pretty good. How are you?
Really good, thanks.
I was wondering if you could take a look at my son, Logan.
Okay. He wasn't well for a while. Is he all right?
What's that?
He wasn't well for a while. I remember we spoke about him once before.
Yeah, he's doing better. I was wondering if you could look at his spirituality.
You know, he's a very old soul, this guy. Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Tell me more.
Well, the first thing I saw was a really ancient man.
Wow.
In there. And that, some ways he has some resistance. Is he sometimes quite serious and holds into himself?
Yeah, he just turned 2 years of age.
Is he communicative?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What's he like as a person? He looks to me like somebody who holds himself in his own way. He doesn't necessarily want to please everybody, or he doesn't necessarily want to communicate stuff.
Yes, he has his own little personality.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell around other children. He's, how do you say, in his own world.
Mm-hmm.
Seems pretty bright. He puts puzzles together pretty quickly for only being 2 years of age.
Great.
I feel that he has a purpose here to teach me something.
I think you're absolutely right, but it seems to me that his focus, I don't think he's going to want a whole lot of interruption when he's working on things. He's somebody who's got a strong focus on what it is he wants to do.
Yes.
And I think that sometimes he needs some nurturing for being maybe too hard on himself, too serious on his little projects.
Okay.
I just want to grab him and smooch him and say, it's okay, honey, because he's got this old guy inside that's saying, oh, we got to get this done, we got to get this done, we got to get this done. I'd want to tease him and tickle him and, you know.
Yeah, I'm starting to open up a little bit more and play with him a little bit doing that.
Yeah, because it's really, you know what's so interesting is talking about somebody being an old soul and seeing kind of the impact of his personality from other lives sitting in there is so intriguing when you're waking up as fast as you are, Brian. Brian's always on a crash course of, like, the evolution here, to be able to relate to this wonderful being in such a way that he is you can address the fact that he's an old soul inside as well as this little wee boy.
I know I'm an old soul too.
You sure are.
And I know he came here for a reason. A lot of things were happening at his conception.
Hmm.
And, you know, signs in the sky, stars, you know, just looking at them a different way. And other things I've noticed, I really picked up on. More intense dreams I've been having. And he just, there's something about him, why he came here. At first I thought he was a crystal, what you call crystal children or indigo.
Mm-hmm.
But he just seems a little different and very unique.
He seems a bit like an inventor. And I don't like to take a two-year-old and say what he's going to be, because I believe that, you know, we don't want to limit him.
He's amazing when he puts Legos together. He, like, build these castles out of nothing.
But he also has a real grip on focus, which a lot of kids don't have.
Yes.
And he has something about design in his mind's eye. And I'm going, well, this is going to be very intriguing to see. He'll probably be eccentric. He has to do things his own way. He's a bit stubborn. He can be very funny. And he'll absolutely love you and his mom. But he needs respect for being different, for being eccentric, for being unusual.
Yeah, he has great love around him and support.
That's wonderful.
And he tells me he sees angels, and I know he does.
Oh.
And I'm very open to that, and he knows that, and it just tickles me. You know, I ask him what color they are, and he just describes all kinds of colors.
Wow, isn't he? He's very, very awake, isn't he?
I feel his intuition is pretty high.
Yeah.
I mean, very open.
But I think he needs a little bit of help to be out of the serious vein that he gets himself into sometimes.
So some more playtime, lots of hands-on, yes. With
yeah, and having his mom and dad respect that he's an old soul that has, I suspect he has memory about being a man who didn't get some of his projects finished.
I hope as he gets older he can share that with me. I would love to learn about where he's been and different star systems and stuff.
Yeah, I think you will hear something from him. But you know what? He doesn't care if he has to communicate at all. He doesn't want to necessarily.
Yes, I understand.
You know, some people, my daughter was like that. Some people just don't care if you know what they know, you know?
Sure, sure.
And but he's very, very smart.
Yes.
But he's his own person.
And yes,
I don't know
so
what
happy.
He's going to do when he grows up, but I feel like he's got the mind of an inventor, if you know what I'm saying, someone who will create rather than put up with.
Right. Well, that's beautiful. Thank you so much, Veronica. I just wanted to just know a little bit more about him.
Now, tell me this, Brian. Did you fire the grid?
Yes, I did a little bit, but I couldn't spend too much time focusing on that because I had my son that day. But I'm just trying to, you know, think positive. And I guess the greatest joy that I feel is him, you know.
Well, that's wonderful. So you spent your heart there. Yeah.
With him, yes.
He's a nice little boy. Well, of course, they all are, aren't they? Well, thank you so much for your call, and I'm sure we'll hear from you again. Take care.
Okay, God bless, Veronica.
God bless
Bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that interesting? If you have your parents, I mean, how many of you have gone seeking your other past lives and so on, and what's been incomplete, and what's driving you, what kind of soul drives do you have? Isn't it great to have parents that can actually pay attention to this child's, you know, the drives that he might be having inside? I think it really, talking about authentic, it really helps all of us to have recognition of one another's, real selves instead of our pretend selves. The greatest gift, I remember I had a friend once who used to say, I had a friend once, you know, actually I probably had more than that. But he used to say, I know who you are. And that was the most healing thing that someone could say to me at that point in my life when I was emerging from a whole lot of influence and reaction and all the things that we all have to emerge from at some point. They'd say, I know who you are. And it was like so softening and so empowering. And looking at this little fella, I go, wow, he's very unusual. But actually to see in him and to know who he is. Or even as we look at one another and we look at each other's differences, and sometimes we don't understand what they are, but we can spend the time to say, I may not know who you are, but I'm looking. I'm beginning to learn who you are. That is so empowering. And when we do that for ourselves and we do that for each other, we really help make waves on the planet, waves of consciousness, waves of change. So this is Veronica Entwistle, and we're just wrapping up our hour this week of Radiance by Design. I thank you so much for your calls, and let's all maybe get in touch with Aladria at O-E, oh Lordy, I have to get the paper now, there's a lot of letters there, OEDSI.org, and talk about sustainable education in the schools. And thank you so much for your calls about Fire the Grid and just growing and changing and sharing energy with me. And I'll be joining Jackie Salvitti on Thursday night at 8 o'clock. We've been working with the shadow, which, as we say, is an infinite process. The shadow knows, because that's where everything goes that hasn't been worked out yet. We're still working on that, so tune in at 8 o'clock on BBS Radio on Thursday nights and join us there. And I'll be talking to you next Tuesday at 4 p.m. West Coast time, 7 p.m. East Coast time, and we'll talk about our growing, changing, and expanding our radiance so that we can create the life that we want and we can change the world. And we'll do it in love and in sharing. So many blessings, and we'll talk to you next week. Well, my website is veronicaentwistle.com, and I love it when you email me, which is veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, no H in Entwistle. I'll repeat that. Email me about the show, about your life, whatever. veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Or maybe you want a session. I forgot about that part. So much love and many blessings. And I'll see you next week or hear from you online.
Hi, this is singer-songwriter Kara Johnstad, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com. Hi, this is singer-songwriter Kara Johnstad, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com. Hi, this is singer-songwriter Kara Johnstad in Berlin, Germany, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
Hey, this is Mickey from Aldo Rocks. You're listening to BBS Radio, the number one internet radio network on the planet. That's bbsradio.com.
Hi, this is Brentwood from Legion of Love. Just letting you know you can now hear some of our new released and unreleased tracks on our website, legionoflove.com. You can also purchase our EPs, Grey Matter Tunes and Matters of the Heart, as well as all of our singles, including Shine a Light and Love is the Answer, at most major download sites. And of course, you can hear them on BBS Radio, the number one internet radio network in the world. Peace and love. Hi, this is Brentwood from Legion of Love. Just letting you know you can now hear some of our new released and unreleased tracks on our website, legionoflove.com. You can also purchase our EPs, Grey Matter Tunes and Matters of the Heart, as well as all of our singles, including Shine a Light and Love is the Answer, at most major download sites. And of course, you can hear them on BBS Radio, the number one internet radio network in the world. Peace and love. Hi, this is Brentwood from Legion of Love. Just letting you know you can now hear some of our new released and unreleased tracks on our website, legionoflove.com. You can also purchase our EPs, Grey Matter Tunes and Matters of the Heart, as well as all of our singles, including Shine a Light and Love is the Answer, at most major download sites. And of course, you can hear them on BBS Radio, the number one internet radio network in the world. Peace and love.
Hi, this is Jeff, from Electron Love Theory, and you're listening to BBS Radio. You can hear Electron